Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday. There is always an implied message underlying what self-hate says. Like the raised eyebrow that is loaded with meaning, every self-hating voice is loaded with implications. Assignment. What message about who or how you are is being implied by the self-hate message? Example. The implied message in "it's not a big deal, why make a fuss" is that I'm not worth celebrating. RL what you see. Reminder, never record self-hating messages. Right, here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
This is Patty.
Hello, Patty. What are you seeing?
Hello. This month of celebration, I've picked something about myself each day to celebrate some essence or some quality. And I've also added the looking for good news to that from one of the callers talked about that. And, so I've been watching Ego. And when I do this every day, what Ego does.
Ego has some opinions?
Yes. And mostly it's that I'm not doing it quick enough. I can't find something. But, you know, I'm starting to really just drop the conversation, focus on celebration of being alive, this person. And for the most part, I'm able to, I feel quite balanced and quite centered during this celebration.
Sherry? Patty, just one second. Patty is strobing for me. Is she strobing for you, Sherry?
Yes, for me too. I think I'm able to follow, but yes.
Okay.
Yes, quite a bit of strobing. So I was just, what just occurred to me, Patty, is what a great practice technique that is. So two things. One, you're celebrating. You're looking for good news. You're celebrating you and good news. And the upshot of that is you get to see very clearly how ego tries to stop you, interfere, have an opinion, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that we often don't talk about enough in practice is the value of doing stuff just to set ego off. Because if it's not being challenged, then it just is able to do what it does without us noticing, without us paying any attention, because it's just how it is. But if we intentionally do something in the way that you're describing, these two things, one, celebrating a quality or characteristic about the human being, and also looking for good news, then ego really has to come out and try to interfere with that, or you're liable to just take this on as a regular sort of an activity. And because you enjoy it, you might actually add more of this kind of thing. So ego really has to come out and try to stop you, and then you get to see it clearly.
Well, and what I'm catching on to is the more I let go of ego, just let go of that voice, not fight it, not run away from it or whatever, set in place more practice opportunities, like texting my commitment, doing recording and listening every day, doing the assignment every day, you know, whatever practice opportunities, the more I practice, the more I'm able to see, the more I'm able to stay centered or present. It all
works
in that direction.
Yes, it does. And again, we can see why ego gets so invested in stopping people, right? Because the more we practice, the more we're here, the happier we get, the less power ego has over us, the more we enjoy life. Why wouldn't we want to do more of what we enjoy? Oh, we do. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good.
It's so wonderful to feel balanced and centered even in these times when I have this predisposition towards depression. And I see others around me during these times that that's happening. And I just am so inspired to just keep practicing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like having a secret, what do they call it? A superpower, right? And we would like to give our superpower to everyone on the planet. We would. We would, if we could, we would let everyone on the planet know they never have to be distressed or depressed or despairing or in any of those kinds of things that ego specializes in doing to people. None of that is a requirement. It's not necessary. And we know how not to have those experiences.
Yeah.
What we also know is everybody seems to need to get there on their own, right?
You have to do it yourself.
That's right. So we just keep practicing.
Learn it somehow.
And people, you know, will kind of watch us and see the changes. And then sooner or later, they're going to start being interested in, now, what is that? How are you? Because didn't you used to?
All right.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you. Thank you, Ashwini.
Go happy.
Thanks, Patty. Sherry, I was just in that list of, as we practice more, the more here we are able to be, and the less ego is able to get us to go with it. It seems to me, my experience, that the more life calls us to, the louder. It's never loud, but there's a way in which that magnetic pull towards life, that which is seeking us, is also stronger because we are strengthening our capacity, orientation, receptivity to that, while that receptivity to ego starts to diminish.
Yes, yes. And that's a process that we actually recognize everywhere in life. So a child is in school and says yes to what is asked. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's true. More and more is asked, right? And also more and more is given and more is received. We see it in jobs. We see it in relationships. It is just how it works. So when we start saying yes to life, which takes the form of, as Patty is saying, more practice, then it's, you're saying yes? Oh, well, here. How about this? And how about this? And how about this? And it's not, how about this new hard thing? It's, how about this thing that you can be happy about? How about this thing that you can enjoy? And how about this thing you can receive?
Yeah, it's magnificent.
It really is. And it takes that movement that Patty's pointing at. You know, it takes that getting to a certain point where we realize how it works. And then all we want to say is yes.
Yes. Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Christina in Southern California.
Well, hello, Christina. What are you seeing?
Hi. Well, this month I've been practicing with yes, thank you, I love you, and as a way to celebrate. And
I'm looking at that the little sign on my desk right now. That's on the top, and then on the bottom is, I have absolutely nothing to complain about whatsoever. They go so nicely together. Yeah,
they
anyway,
really do.
It's my favorite.
And the self-hating message that I was noticing, and the underlying message is around being busy and doing and having too much to do. And what I saw around that was that I'm told that I don't get to live until I get things done. And that, and then of course there's all the standards around it, but really I'm seeing celebration just as life, like being alive,
yes.
being here
yes.
to experience it. And I spend so much of my life not there, just trying to get stuff done and all that goes with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I love the way you framed that because it's so clearly a package deal, isn't it? When ego talks us into that you've got to do, and of course, you've got to do this now because there's the big reward coming, right?
Exactly.
I mean, as soon as you get it done, then you're then you'll get to be happy and feel good and enjoy your family and, you know, all of those. But not right now because you've got to get this thing done. And so in that process, it takes your life.
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. And that's where, yes, thank you, I love you so handy because when something's interfering with the to-do list, right, when something like a child pops up or my mother drops in or whatever, you know, because everything happens in the house now. Right? Like, everything
That's right.
I do happens right here in this house.
That's
and
right.
so I'm doing different things and it gets interrupted a lot. And and so saying yes, thank you, I love you to whatever is popping up has been a real practice. And I've found myself slowing down and dropping into that moment. And it doesn't always mean that I say even, you know, yes to the thing I'm being asked to do or whatever. You know, that's the difference.
Or yes with a snarl.
Right, exactly, which is where I would have
okay,
been.
Okay, fine. yes, I will.
I'll do it.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So it's been enlightening. And, you know, I don't always remember to do it, but the moments that I do, I'm eternally grateful.
Yeah. I have this little fantasy that when that happens and you're aware of it, you're conscious, you're there, and you make that choice, because it is a choice to drop that story and get into the present, right? That you say, oh, you love me, don't you?
Oh.
To life.
Yeah.
because
exactly.
That's it. You know,
well,
it's
Sherry,
like you're saving me from myself.
Exactly.
You know, that's
the thank you part, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the thing is that as soon as I started that practice, I think we're like in the second week maybe. As soon as I started that practice, I was watching like crazy things happen, crazy good things, you know, or what I would call good things, like these things just like popping up. I'm like, wow. I didn't even know that was going to be around me this week. Like, and all of a sudden I have this coming up. This is great. You know, little things like that. And then right on the other side of that, of course, is, well, not the other side even, but the other thing that's popping up is this, like, you're not doing enough. You're letting things go because you're, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And
like,
Christina, you know, that's the place where we really get to question, and I know you know this, but we often don't stop and really consider, is this life's request or is that ego's request? Is that really something that you need to be doing? Is it really, or is that just a story in the head to keep you in that conversation?
Yeah, well,
because
I'm sure,
life,
yep.
each moment of life contains each moment of life. You know, there aren't extras. That nothing is lacking, and when we're there for it, then life is fulfilled perfectly.
Yeah.
If we're not, the danger, as I suspect you're seeing more and more clearly, is that I'm just following ego's program,
exactly.
which actually doesn't have anything to do with what life wants from me.
Yes, yeah, I do it to be acceptable and to be and to be loved and, you know, for people to appreciate
by
me
ego.
And all of that. By ego, exactly. And so
I'm
really making it mad, right? Because I keep saying
I
keep saying no in this weird way that I'm practicing yes, thank you, I love you, but I'm also doing something that's driving ego crazy. And I'm not saying this is going to be what I do forever, but I'm saying no to a lot of things. You know, that normally I'd be like, okay, I'll do that too. I'll do that too. I'll do that too.
Yeah.
And and it's a weird place to be in practice for me, for my conditioning. You know?
Well, yes, it is. And again, an important place, because when you're there, you realize that no, which is actually a yes, right? There you are in the moment. Life unfolds as it unfolds. Ego adds something that wasn't there in the moment that unfolded.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then we are trained to go with that.
Yes.
But when you're there before that happens, you realize the only response to that is no. Because that's not what I'm being asked to do. And I'm you're not the boss of me. Life is.
Gosh, I'm going to be paying attention to that. Yeah.
Good. Good.
Thank
Have
you,
fun.
Sherry.
All
right. I shall.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
What a fabulous conversation, Sherry. That two things that dropped in for me around that is that whole construct of you get to enjoy your life when you've done all of these things is such a it's just such a setup and such something we absolutely don't question. And if we change the when to while, it's completely different, right? Because that's what being alive, being animated is to be here doing what life is animating us to do and having a good time while doing that, not waiting, right?
Uh-huh. I love that. They're both WHs, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's a subtle little end of it.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
And it's, just when we stop and look at that, the self-hate voices that want to say, you know, you really are stupid, could have a kind of a valid argument, right? Because most of us, I bet, pretty much everybody on this call and a lot beyond that, okay, have gone through however many years of adulthood believing that I will be allowed to be happy when.
Yeah.
Okay? And it's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's never happened.
Yeah.
You know, the only way we're not stupid, but the only way that we can fall for that day after hour, minute after minute, is being completely deluded, scammed, utterly scammed and identified with ego.
Yeah.
Because when we're here, even for a moment, we get it. Wait a minute, that's really crazy. I'm going to be old dead. And it's never going to come through for me. So while.
Yeah.
While.
Well, yes, and that place that, once again, the clarification, right? Because if you say yes to everything in life, then the confusion that ego wants to insert is that no is not acceptable, but it's the no to what's being added to life's yes.
That's right.
Not to, it's the yes to life again, as a,
that's right.
I mean, and not saying yes to ego, right?
That's right. No to ego is a yes to life.
Yeah.
So it's not like no is removed from our vocabulary. It's just we're trained to say no to life and yes to ego. So we're going to reverse those.
Yes,
I love that. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to be happy while I do the things that life is calling me to do.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Justin in Vermont.
Hello, Justin. What are you seeing?
I've been chewing on our last conversation about you had suggested reversing. We were in the month of acceptance of just going right to accepting the thing that I wasn't accepting. And I guess I have a question about doing the exercise. Yeah.
Justin. So first of all, chewing on things. It's never going to result in anything other than indigestion. Okay.
Well,
because that's noodling along with the ego. Okay. Now, the second thing that is of great concern to me is that if you're still chewing on that, you have not been celebrating. True?
Well, I could always celebrate more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
Well, my question was, do I do the exercises on the question of, or from the perspective of what's not there, or what I'm wanting to replace it with?
What's not there is what's not there. Wanting to replace what's not there with something is, we would call that, charitably, fantasy land.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that happens when we start noodling around in our head. Okay? It's not profitable, Justin. It's never going to get you anywhere. Okay? It's never going to get you anywhere you want to be. It's just not. And so the acceptance that I'm talking about is the equivalent of, okay, it is. What is. Only ego wants to say, well, yeah, but what should be, or what I want it to be, or, but if I, you know, stood on one foot and held my mouth right, then what would, no. What is. And awareness practice is the process of being able to see what that is. Not what ego says is, but what actually is. Now, don't chew on this, okay? Call into open air. We'll talk about it more.
Okay.
All right.
Tuesdays are usually spoken for, but I'll try to find a opening in there.
Well, don't forget, it's your life we're talking about.
Yeah. Which is where most of the self-hate is coming from. Like, the retreat is almost over, and then ego will have me, but it won't, because I'm gonna keep connecting here.
That's exactly right, because we're going to do the next thing and the next thing and the next thing when they become the now thing. Practice is not going to go away, and if you don't go away, we have a good arrangement.
It's not happening.
All right, good. All right, thanks, Justin. Talk to you soon.
Go happy.
Go
thanks,
happy.
Thanks, Justin. Well, Jerry, we have an opportunity tonight. All right, here, and we do have time for one more caller, so here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Sweeney. It's Karen.
Hello, Karen.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
Well, right now the assignment just went out of my head. Okay, but it's going to come back. I've been celebrating recording and listening. Right now, because I have to. This way, I've just kind of worked myself. Ego, I listened to ego, and I kind of worked myself into not a good place. So that's what's taking me out. And I mean, at that and everything, it's beautiful. It's, you know, everything else. But the practice is what lifts me out of that. And recording and listening seems, you know, it's really... The recordings, well, I think I've talked about how many recorders I have, and I love them all. And when I go back and listen to things, you know, it takes me to that place and the wisdom that was there, and it really is what assists me to just celebrate being alive, that's, you know,
Karen,
so anyway.
Where it takes us is here.
Yes. Yeah, it really does.
I mean, it really is as simple as that. Somebody said in the email class, made reference to writing things down, because that's how I learn best. And, you know, it's an email class. I could do 6 or 7 chapters on no, that's not going to work. It's one of those we were just talking about. It's never worked. It's not going to work. Writing things down, it is just never going to work. Thinking about things is just never going to work. It's not. Recording and listening gets us out of conditioned mind, where all of that dragging down into dark places happens, gets us out of that conversation, and gets us here.
Yeah.
So it's not a mystery. This is actually not religion. It's not spirituality. It's science. It's science. If you do this, this will happen. If you don't, then we all have lived what will happen, right? And so, yes, what you're saying is critical. And again, when ego has successfully dragged us down into one of those dark holes, it doesn't want you to pick up a recorder, because that's going to get you out of it. So the resistance is tremendous, right? Just how we stay there for way too long.
It's interesting when I look back and kind of see how I got there, you know, and I'm not going to go into that, but one of the things that has been really fun for me is, I really do miss the monastery. Like, I realized how much I depended going there to always kind of keep me on track. But now, I was just sitting one day, and it was the one rainy day we had here, and I was looking out, and I was having that exact same experience that I have in the dining hall if I'm sitting in front of the pond, or I'm sitting up there by the dish station and looking out at that beautiful oak. And then I began to just go through everything. It's like I put my shoes down, I walked into the dining room, I could hear the sounds and smell the smells, and I know everything in there. I know every tile in there, because I've been on my hands and knees under the table cleaning it, you know? And I could walk into the kitchen and, you know, and wash my hands and look up at all those jars with their little labels, you know, and I know where the tea is, and I know where you guys keep the, you know, the milk and the soy milk things. And it's just such a beautiful way for me to be there. It actually takes me there.
And, yes, well, and Karen, you can make recordings about that.
Well, I did. That's what I did.
Yes.
Traveled. I just traveled, and I'm just there. And then pretty soon I'm finding that here. I'm finding places that I can sit and look out, and I have that same exact experience. And I think that's how that whole thing dropped in, is to be to actually, well, let's go to the monastery then. If you're missing it, let's do that. And it's just, anyway, so I'm very thankful, and that's how I'm celebrating, because right now it's just, that's what I need to be doing. I'm real clear on that. And so the earbuds will go in after this, and I'll just, just listening as I go about my day right now.
Yes, well, and not to lose sight of the other side of it, right? So you can talk about what's going on, talk about the insights, talk about the experiences that you're having in the moment. You listen to that. You talk about celebrating presence, right? Here I am, and this is where I am, and this is what that feels like for a human being.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. Great commercial for RL.
Yeah, that too, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Karen.
Go happy.
You know, Sherry, that conversation actually clears up that place that is often confusing. If I'm talking
from my experience of being at the monastery, am I here or am I in fantasy? Because what I'm actually doing in being so specific about those jars and the tea and the tiles on the floor is really using that experience to go to the process I'm in when I'm there. And that's a very current place. It's here. I'm here having the experience, but it can be evoked by that process of recording and listening. And in some ways, we're doing exactly what conditioning does to us, right, which is to talk us into a negative experience to be able to evoke in presence the experience that takes me to presence.
Yes, yes. So it's very much like when we make recordings about something or someone that we love.
Mm.
You know, or yes. somebody's qualities that we mm-hmm. admire and respect, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all the same process, isn't it? And it's all, as you say, it's all happening now, here, this.
And it clarifies, I mean, conditioning says it's the monastery or it's the person that's evoking it rather than I'm mm-hmm. in the place of love or mm-hmm. in presence, which is what is really going on, right?
Yes.
It's just
yes.
that the narrative is not that, and so we don't think that we don't approach it in that way.
Yeah.
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 All right. Here's our assignment. The self-hating message is that as we are, we're not enough. Enough for what? What does that mean? If you were enough, then what? Assignment: what does self-hate say you are missing? RL, what you see.
Mm. All right. Well, lovely.
All right. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you, Ashwini.
Go happy.
Thank you, everybody.
Go happy.
Happy.